When do they come?
Usually about a week. They start probably 2-3 weeks before Christmas. On up to Christmas Eve night.
Mm-hmm. What are you supposed to give them?
Just a couple of dollars. Most time we give them, the people that work for us, we give them bonuses, anywhere from $100 to $200 bonus for working for us during the year.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
Sure they're
good. That helps buy their Christmas, and they go out and get drunk and have a big time on it. See their girlfriends.
Do you ever have any problem? I guess you're sort of you sort of got the responsibility of, you know, making sure there's not much. If you're renting out 20 houses or.
We're giving them something to live in, yeah. And we have to get them out of jail every Monday morning, about half of them, and carry them around buying some groceries for the week because they done throw their money away. Like today, I loaned 4 different Negroes money today. One to go buy a tag, $2 to a Negro that wanted to go shoot pool, $5 to one that didn't say what they want it for. But we just loan the money like that all the time. We don't ever expect to get it back. Don't even write it down anywhere. If they work for you, if they make pretty good check, you may take out $5 or $10 on it. But next week he borrows that back plus more. So the longer they work for you, the deeper in debt they get.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just standard in the South. And then if he moves off your place, you got a bill against him. And the man that he moves on his place has to pay that bill off.
So you sort of keep up in your mind.
Yeah.
You sort of keep
between track. You and the Negro there, once in a while you might mention it, what you owe me or something like that. We really, on big things, when we buy them cars, we put it down and they pay so much out of the check as they can.
You buy them, you go down and sign for their cars?
We go down and pay cash for their cars, and we don't charge them any interest at all. They pay this back when they can, if they can. They
uh-huh.
take these cars out and they tear them up and they don't ever pay for them.
What kind of cars do they get?
They get somewhere $800 to $1,500 cars.
You're not talking about a new car?
No. Some of our butter, our colored people, are some that we were raised up with here. We have 2 or 3 colored people that's been with us now 30 years.
Gosh.
And some of their children are raised up here.
Mm-hmm.
And those people, I mean, we give them a lot of clothes and stuff, frozen foods and stuff, and we buy them pretty good cars.
Mm-hmm.
And like last year, I bought one of the boys a set of false teeth. I sent him up there and had all his teeth pulled and bought him a set of false teeth where he could eat. His teeth had gotten bad. And that was just a Christmas present.
So, in a way, things hadn't changed much.
No.
Between
us and the older people, I'd say from 30 years up, older people, and most of the young people that live here, it's not any different.
Mm-hmm.
Except
they're still dependent on you.
Oh yeah.
And you still feel like you should.
Oh, yeah.
You know, help them out.
You got to help them.
Well, one got in jail last week, cost $60 to get him out, and another one got in jail for selling whiskey and moonshine, and I didn't get him out. I left him in because I told him to quit, and he just wouldn't quit fooling with it. He got caught with it. He had to make his own bail.